Facebook. Post on our wall your thoughts about our shows and network. Visit Facebook.com/Voice America.
The following program is being brought to you on the Voice America Sports Channel. For more information about our network and to check out additional show hosts and topics of interest, please visit VoiceAmericaSports.com. The Voice America Talk Radio Network is the worldwide leader in live internet talk radio. Visit VoiceAmerica.com. The views and ideas expressed on the following program are strictly those of the hosts or guests and do not necessarily reflect the views and ideas held by the Voice America Talk Radio Network, its staff, and management. Welcome to the Comeback Radio Show with your host, Tony Farmer. Our show is all about what goes on behind the scenes in sports, music, acting, and celebrity lifestyles. You'll have the chance to interact with Tony and his guests, too. Now, get ready for the Comeback Radio Show. Here's Tony Farmer.
Good morning, everyone. Happy Thursday to you. I'm your host, Tony Farmer. Welcome to my show, The Comeback. Got an exciting, exciting show planned for you today. Got a guest co-host that I'm excited to introduce in a minute, and also a number of topics to discuss. But my thought for the day is this. I don't believe you have to be better than everybody else. I believe you have to be better than you ever thought you could be. So with that thought, you know, my advice is to do what you can do best. Focus on your goals, let go of the small talk, keep your circle small, and keep focused on the end result, because at the end of the day, God has a plan for you. So I'm excited about this week's show. As I said, I have a guest co-host. I'll tell you a little bit about her. She was a world-class athlete who did snowboarding at the University of Colorado on the varsity team for 4.5 years. Also received multiple endorsements as she was on the U.S. Junior Olympic team as well. Then she moved to L.A. in 2005 because she had an opportunity as a grad assistant at USC for assistant football strength coach. Then went on to help the football team, the swim teams, and then went over to Auburn and helped some teams out there as well. Then came back to L.A. in the spring of 2008. She established her company called BG Sports. So she majored in health and human performance with a concentration in biomechanics, a BA kinesiology, weightlifting coach, certified strength and conditioning coach, fitness model. She has so many accolades that my paper is running into the floor. So without further ado, I would like to introduce Brittany Gilman as our co-host. Brittany, are you with us?
Yeah, I'm here. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you? Thank you for being on the show.
I'm doing very well. Thank you for having me on the show. I'm very excited to be a part of it.
You're welcome. Wow. I've been looking forward to you being on the show. I was tweeting, Facebook, and I know you're doing the same thing. So I want to talk to you just so our listeners get familiar with, you know, what you do and who you are. So I gave a little small introduction of, you know, how you came aboard and started your company, but How did you know that you wanted to start to work with athletes, Brittany, establishing your company? Because I know you trained at Velocity Sports and helping players get for the draft and things like that. How did BG Sports Marketing come to fruition?
Well, my entire life I've been an athlete, so it was just kind of natural that I would end up doing something in sports. But I think for me it was a matter of finding out exactly what, because I was an athlete myself growing up. My entire life pretty much revolved around sports. And, you know, when I went to school, I studied kinesiology for my undergraduate degree. I started training then. And then when I was done being an athlete, I competed professionally for about 5 years. When I was done, I didn't think I was going to retire at the time I did, but I had these overuse injuries, and I was just not happy snowboarding. And so at that point, I thought to myself, well, what do I want to do? And I love football. I grew up, football was a big part of my life. My family loved football, and I wanted to be a trainer. So I thought, okay, well, what about being a strength coach? And I've always been the type of person to kind of try to do very difficult tasks. For some reason, I enjoyed difficult tasks. So I chose to be, well, I wanted to be the first woman strength coach in the NFL. So at that time, I kind of thought, okay, what are the steps I need to take to get to that point? I already had my undergraduate degree. I already had a couple certifications. I already was a professional athlete. So the next step was to do a graduate assistantship or an internship, which is what I did. At the time, USC was number one in the country. They're going for their third consecutive national championship. So I contacted the strength coach. I sent him my resume, and I basically just said, are there any internships available or graduate assistantships? And the only thing that was available was an internship, and he said it's unpaid. And I responded that I would absolutely love to do that. And I went and pretty much sat down with him. And the first time we had an interview, he basically said, well, if you'd like the position, it's yours. So I was at USC for a year with the football team, which was absolutely incredible time. It was very challenging on many levels, but I kind of look at it as being an initiation into working in a male-dominated field. I did that for a year, absolutely incredible. I learned so much. I worked under Coach Carla, who now is with the Seahawks, Coach Carroll, and then Coach Bailey was actually my mentor, really, at the time that I was at USC. After my year at USC, that's when I went and worked at Velocity for a little while, and I decided, okay, well, the next step is I have to get my postgraduate degree. So I started looking around for opportunities, and Auburn University was available. So I submitted my resume and, again, got the job there. They didn't even interview me, which was kind of funny. They just said, well, we saw your resume. If you want the job, it's yours. So for me, it was very easy to kind of get these positions. And I went to Auburn for a year, got my master's, and it was a two-year program. But when I was down there, I was just kind of realizing I didn't necessarily want to be a strength coach. So I finished my master's in a year in a summer, and I had kept in touch with a couple people back in L.A. and some people that did an internship at a sports marketing agency. And so they put me in contact with the sports marketing agency. And while I was at Auburn, I kind of would email them and kind of fill them out. And basically, I remember one conversation where I was speaking to the man who I worked directly under for this marketing agency. His name was Jamie Fritz. And he said, well, what do you want to do? What do you want to do in the industry? And I had no idea because I didn't understand how the industry worked. I didn't know what positions were available. And basically, he's like, you need to figure out exactly what you want to do. And then, you know, you can come back to an internship and whatnot. And still at that point, I had no idea. So after my GA at Auburn, I moved back to L.A. I did an internship under this agency for about 3 months. And then I left, and I started my own agency.
That's awesome. And the fact is, so you started your own agency in 2008. How did you get your first client, and who was your first client?
My very first client was Roman Harper, who plays for the Saints. I met Roman when I was at Auburn. So he actually went to Alabama, and we had several mutual friends. So we met and just became friends, kept in contact. And basically, I called up Roman, and I said, hey, Roman, let's work together. We should do some business. Let's do some marketing. And Roman pretty much laughed, and he said, well, what are you going to do, B? And I said, well, just trust me. And Roman really, that I would not be where I am today without him giving me the opportunity to work for him. And he and I started working together, and it was basically just marketing when I first started, small little things here and there, and it just grew. And I added the PR division, I added the events division, added the digital branding, and every year my business grows. And pretty much as far as the clientele, you know, Roman, I've worked with Roman since the beginning. So we, you know, he would start referring people to me, and then we would do certain media tours or events, and all the word, it just kind of spread, and then people would just kept coming to me. So all of our clients are referral, pretty much. And, that's how it happened.
That's great. Now how many clients does BG currently have right now?
We have pretty much anywhere from eight to ten full-time clients, meaning that we basically handle all their off-the-field endeavors. It's difficult because sometimes guys will get cut, or they'll get traded, or they'll be a free agent. So that's why we have the, you know, 8 to 10, because they may not be on active roster right now, or, you know.
So that's good. So the thing is, with your 8 to 10 full-time clients, then what's your daily life like of taking care of your clients and doing things like that? How busy are you? 8-hour days, 10-hour days?
No, we have like 25-hour days, really.
And when you look at your daily rigors, Brittany, of your company, what does that day entail like? Because the thing that I love the most is you being a female and really building your brand and building your business. What's the day in the life like of Brittany every day with your clients, for those of our listeners who are not really familiar with it?
Well, it's very different depending on the time of year. If it's during the season, all of our clients most of our clients are NFL. We'll just say that so you can kind of understand where we're coming from. Almost all of our clients are NFL. I do represent an IndyCar driver as well. For the NFL clients during the season, which is obviously the fall into the winter, the guys are very busy. So a lot of it for me is during the day, during the week, it's basically a lot of work on the computer, press placement, making sure that if we have interviews set up for them that they're doing the interviews and coordinating all those types of things. In addition, we work doing a lot of trying to get them opportunities off the field. So, again, it's a lot of phone calls. It's a lot of reaching out to people, negotiating, and things along those lines. The weekends, usually, I travel. I try to go to at least one game per client per season, but I usually end up going to 2 or 3 just because I want to be there to support them as much as I can. We sometimes will do events during the season for the holidays, either Shop with the Jock, a charity event, or we'll team up with different charities out there. If our guys don't have a foundation, we'll put on Halloween charity balls to benefit Make-A-Wish Foundation or different types of things like that. During the season, it's a lot different. And then the off-season is really where we do more creative-type things. We'll do media tours, basically either we'll travel to Connecticut and go to ESPN, or the guys will come to LA and we'll go to NFL networks, to ESPN, to Fox Sports, to CBS, and just kind of go around to all the different networks. The guys will do interviews, promote themselves, and promote whatever events they have going on. And then we'll do, for example, I was just in Denver. We had a couple media opportunities out there. And also we put on a lot of events. So, for example, coming up, we have June 1st, I have Jermon Bushrod, plays for the Saints. He's doing his Visualize and Rise, which is his foundation, charity golf tournament. That's in King George, Virginia. June 15th, Roman Harper is doing his Harper's Hope for One celebrity flag football game down in Tuscaloosa. That's to benefit Tuscaloosa and help give back to the people who were affected down there by the tornado. The 22nd to the 24th is 49er Terrell Brown. He's having a sports fest down in Mesquite, Texas. And that consists of a kids fun day, a football camp, and then a yacht party. And then July 12th through the 14th is Roman Harper's Ascended Weekend. And that also consists of like fun day for kids. And then a golf tournament, and that's down in Tuscaloosa, Alabama, to benefit his foundation. So
it sounds like you have a full schedule on your plate, and sounds like you've got it well planned out, got a supporting staff. So we're going to take this quick commercial break, and we're going to get further into the show with Brittany Gilman and Tony Farmer this week on The Comeback Show. Look forward to seeing you in 2 minutes, everybody, after this commercial.
Your internet flagship station for sports, Voice America Sports.
This Is It Sports is an engaging talk program that includes you, the experts, and sports, all moderated by Coach Carl Hargrave. We'll talk about what's going on in the general sports world, collegiate and professional, take a look at youth-oriented sports, athletic development and sportsmanship, faith, and where it has its place in sports, along with a lively discussion with Coach Carl every week. Tune in to This Is It Sports with Coach Carl Hargrave every Thursday at 3 p.m. Pacific Time, 6 p.m. Eastern Time on the Voice America Sports Channel.
Play ball. If you're looking to talk baseball, even in the offseason, look no further than the King's Corner, talking baseball with former World Series champion Jim Leyritz. Jim's known for a rather controversial stance during his show. He's brutally honest and ready to talk with current and former players, owners, and other key figures to bring you baseball from an insider's view. You won't want to miss a single episode. The King's Corner, talking baseball with Jim Leyritz, is heard every Thursday at 2 p.m. Eastern, 11 a.m. Pacific on the Voice America Sports Channel.
This week on The Revolution with Jim and Trav, brought to you by Whitetails Extreme.
Andrew Brown with Robinson Hydroponics will talk about the tree spider.
Plus, Clint Fiore, he'll be along, and he's going to tell us about a stump he made. He's calling it a nature blind.
Hey, and we'll discuss the pros and cons of tree stands by Ameristep and Sniper.
Plus, we're going to have a whole bunch of tips and highlights featuring safety. It's going to be great, and it's all brought to you by Ram at ramtrucks.com.
Wednesdays at 1 Pacific on the Voice America Sports Channel. I'm Jim Ferguson. I'll see you on the trail.
Your internet flagship station for sports.
Voice America Sports.
You're listening to the Comeback Radio Show with Tony Farmer. Got a question or comment for Tony and his guest? Call in to 1-888-346-9144. That's 1-888-346-9144. You could also send an email to tony.farmer@gmail.com. Now, back to the show.
Welcome back, everyone. This is your host, Tony Farmer. I'm here with my guest, co-host Brittany Gilman. She's president and CEO of the BG Sports Marketing Company. And Brittany, one of the questions I have is, you know, with you being a female person in sports and dealing with a lot of males, a lot of teams, a lot of agents, what challenges have you found just in your short time of existence, or things that you see every day that has been up, has been down? Because I know you deal with the athletes, you deal with their agent, you deal with the family. So what up and downs have you seen so far in your business world every day of dealing with athletes?
Well, any woman in a male-dominated field is going to have to face a lot of challenges that, you know, others may not face. So you deal with a lot of stereotypes. Being a woman, people automatically assume, first and foremost, they assume that you might be weak. So a lot of times people will try to walk all over you or do things to kind of get their way. And it's one of those things where you just have to be strong within yourself, and you're there to do business and to protect your clients. So at the end of the day, even though I am a woman, it actually sometimes I think is very beneficial, because they'll think a certain way, and then the minute we start doing business or whatnot, they'll be, oh, wow, never mind. Well, right. I can't do that. You deal with a lot of egos, and that's just sports in general. So dealing with a lot of egos, you really have to learn how to interact with different types of personalities so that you're not making people mad, and you're working with them, and you have to be patient with certain types of people. And that's always a big challenge. You're constantly learning, okay, this person's like this or this person's like this. So what's the best way for me to interact with this person so that at the end of the day we can just handle our business, because that's what we're there to do.
Well, it looks like we have a caller right now. Lisa's on the phone with us, so we're going to welcome Lisa to our show this week. Lisa, are you with us?
I am. Hi, Tony.
Hi, Lisa. How are you?
I'm good. I have a question for Brittany.
Mm-hmm.
You guys had already touched base on being female in the sports industry, and there aren't a lot of women CEOs or in sports or, you know, in big positions. Do a lot of players think that you might get too emotional about certain things as guys wouldn't? How do you handle a client who says that women are too emotional to take on if it's really a chauvinist?
Yeah, and that's so true. And it's basically, it's again, it's one of those things. At the end of the day, we're about business. So you have to learn how to communicate without emotion. And women by nature were nurturing creatures, which I think is also beneficial to have a woman in a male-dominated field because of the fact the guys are used to dealing with men day in and day out. So having a woman that they work with can kind of add a different perspective. And also, we think differently than men. So when it comes to the business aspect, we can bring different opportunities to the table that men may not necessarily think of, or that they may think of it a different way. There's more than one route to success. So we bring a whole new perspective to it. Now, when it comes to the emotional side, of course, I'm a woman. Women, we are emotional creatures by nature. That's what we do. So again, it's a matter of learning how to communicate and to react with someone in a way where, okay, if something happens that is upsetting to you, either you have to take a step back, take a deep breath, or you don't respond until you can think clearly, because emotions can cloud reason, and that in turn can sometimes create responses that aren't necessarily what you want to do. So that's definitely a very big challenge. But the people who think that we're too emotional, I mean, I can completely see their point, but at the end of the day, if you're, as a woman, if you're about your business and you're great at what you do, that's what it is. And so no matter what, you're always going to do a good job regardless if you're upset, regardless if someone hurt your feelings, because we have an end goal in mind. And again, the emotions cloud that. So it's about your skills. It's about your ability to communicate and react to a situation.
Okay. Well, thank you.
You're welcome, Lisa. Thank you for calling, and I hope she was able to provide some information for you. I understand we have another caller, Lee Andrew, on the line. Lee, are you with us?
Yes, I am.
How are you? Welcome to the show.
I'm pretty good, pretty good.
Hi.
Hey, Brittany.
How are you?
I am wonderful. I really liked your answer that you just stated. That's so true.
Oh, thank you. Just being honest.
Good, but I have a question. You know, just in general about you, where did your true inspiration come from doing this?
My true inspiration. I think I really saw a gap. The more I learned about the sports industry, I really saw there was a big gap between opportunities, because the world basically is endless as far as opportunities that are out there as a professional athlete. There's so many different things that you can do. There's so many different people that you can touch and help. And a lot of times, agents or whomever's on their current team may not have the time or the ability to create and utilize all those opportunities. So I really saw a need to help these athletes, to help get them more money, to help them help other people. And I kind of, that's where I was like, okay, let me bridge this gap. Let's create a business that can go out there and really help build these athletes' brand in a positive manner and get them more opportunities, help them make more money, help them build their foundations, build their charities, and also teach them, because a lot of athletes may not necessarily understand the business world. And that's just because the way they were raised, the way they've been taught their entire lives as an athlete, you focus on sports. But that's not everybody. That's just, you know, if we generalize, which I don't like to generalize, but I did see, you know, a need there. And that's kind of what inspires me, is I want to be able to help people. I want to help teach people and, you know, just do whatever I can to make this industry better and to make the world a better place, as cliche as that sounds.
Sounds good. Am I only allowed one question? I have one more question. Is that okay?
Go ahead. Ask away, Lee. Go ahead.
Thank you. Are you often compared or confused with just strictly a sports agent, and there's a difference between what you do, correct?
Yes, there's a very big difference. Sports agents, they negotiate the contract between the athlete and the team. I do not do that. I do all their off-the-field. So basically, I will work with a sports agent to create a unique program for the athletes to build their brand off the field, and we build their brand through marketing, through media placement and press opportunities, through events, through charity community relations, and, you know, any other random type things that that come aboard. So they're very separate.
Oh, it sounds like double. Sounds like even better. Well, that's great. We appreciate people like you.
Well, thank you.
All right.
All right. Thank you for calling.
Well, thanks, Lee, for calling. Appreciate your questions. I'm sure our listeners always are informative to things that our guests have, and especially a person of Brittany's caliber. I'm just almost like a listener, so I just like listening to everybody ask the questions and having Brittany be on center stage for that. So we appreciate everyone calling. If everyone has any more questions, feel free to call myself or Brittany at 888-346-9144. So as you see, Brittany, we have a lot of listeners who are really intrigued about the things that go on in the sports world, and, you know, just piggybacking on, you know, what you said about being a woman, you always have to be pretty much on top of your game. And, you know, a person like myself that I've been in the industry about 16 years, one thing that I really look forward to myself was the fact that I was with my agent for, you know, pretty much my whole career. I had an agent for 1 year, didn't really have a great relationship with him, and then ended up having a relationship with my agent, Mitch Frankel, for 15 years. But, you know, a lot of times, don't you feel that people don't really understand the difference between a sports marketing firm and a sports agent?
Yeah, I agree 100%. But I think it's just a lack of insight into the industry. People may not understand how the industry works. And there's a distinct difference between a marketing agent and a publicist, and a publicist and a community relations firm. So I think that's just, again, it's just learning about the business. And, you know, it's just education, basically.
Right. I mean, and when I look at the sports world itself, you know, dealing with athletes, you have to deal with a lot of egos all the time. You have to deal with a lot of sometimes unfortunate situations. And when you look at the situation of a guy like Junior Seau yesterday, he decided to take his own life and shot himself once in the chest, and it's been confirmed a suicide. And it's just unfortunate when you look at a man of that stature who has been through so much on the football field, so successful, Hall of Fame person with a career, and leaves behind four beautiful children. I watched his mother suffer on that television last night, and, you know, our hearts and prayers go out to his family. But, you know, you just never know what goes on in the mind of an athlete about what he's going through when you think everything is all perfect, all the fame and fortune, all the money that these guys make. But at the end of the day, they're just normal people. And do you see those same kind of things with your athletes? And I'm sure your athletes have their ups and downs of good games and bad games, and are they going to get cut? And I remember I was talking to you before that it's amazing how one of the first lines that you always hear from a player is, let me talk to my agent. When I was playing and things like that, I never had that mentality of, let me talk to my agent, because I was so focused on being a man first and being blessed that God instilled these values into me as a person to endure a long career. Do you see some of that yourself daily?
Oh, yeah, of course. But, again, it's one of those things where it's coming out of college or, you know, for example, NBA, high school sometimes, and an athlete's family may not understand the business. So you want someone you can trust and that can help guide you throughout your career, and that's the agent's position. So choosing an agent is extremely important, very vital, and it's a very long, grueling process for some guys. Other guys, it's easy. And that agent stands as, that's their business advisor, that's their manager, that's the person that they go to when anything wrong happens. And it's a very, very powerful position for someone to be in, because as an agent, you influence this person, and almost every single decision that they're going to make, they're going to come to you. And it's very dangerous, because depending on the type of person you are, and this is across all boards, this is just people in general, you may or may, the intentions that you have, the reason you do what you do every single day can really affect that. And if your intentions are not necessarily good intentions, or you're not necessarily looking out for the benefit for the athlete, that position can be taken for granted, and they can make decisions that can negatively influence and can possibly ruin an athlete's career. And there's no way that the athlete's going to know, because that's the person that they think, okay, this My agent knows best. My agent knows best. And again, like you said, day in and day out, athletes are human beings. Doesn't matter how big their name is. They just have a job that puts them in the spotlight.
Exactly. I mean, with that being said, we're going to take this quick 2-minute commercial break. We're going to come back more with Brittany Gilman and Tony Farmer, the comeback show. We appreciate Lisa and Lee Andrew calling and had fabulous questions for Brittany. So we'll take this commercial break. We'll come back in 2 minutes and keep continuing on the comeback show this week with Tony Farmer and Brittany Gilman.
Your internet flagship station for sports, Voice America Sports.
Lockdown coverage.
Get ready to talk sports with the big guys. Tune in to Lockdown Coverage with Keith Lewis every Tuesday for the inside and outside of the business of sports. Keith and his guests will provide expert commentary and answer all of your burning questions about your favorite team, the players, and what's next. It's time to have fun with the game. Listen for Lockdown Coverage with Keith Lewis and his favorite co-hosts every Tuesday at noon Pacific Time, 3 p.m. Eastern Time on the Voice America Sports Channel. The talk doesn't get any hotter.
Ready for in-your-face sports? Want to talk about the topics that nobody else is willing to talk about, either because they're too scared to touch them or just don't think it's the way to go? You're not going to be shy here. Tune in to Here's the Deal with Mega and Steele, featuring Ike Mega Griffin and Sydney Steele Justice. We've got the facts to back up the talk and invite you to join us every Friday at 2 p.m. Pacific Time, 5 p.m. Eastern, just before the weekend on the Voice America Sports Channel. We tell it like it is.
Your internet flagship station for sports, Voice America Sports.
You're listening to the Comeback Radio Show with Tony Farmer. Got a question or comment for Tony and his guest? Call in to 1-888-346-9144. That's 1-888-346-9144. You could also send an email to tony.farmer@gmail.com. Now, back to the show.
Welcome back, everyone. This is your host, Tony Farmer, with my co-host, Brittany Gilman from BG Sports Marketing, her own firm that she founded back in 2008. So, Brittany, with you representing a lot of athletes, especially football, it just came out yesterday that four players were suspended by the NFL, and you've had some dealings with some Saints player, one being Jonathan Vilma, that he's suspended for a season. I know my agent represents him. What's your take on these guys being suspended for a year with the bounty scandal and everything going on in with New Orleans?
Well, I think that the punishment are extreme. I mean, to take someone out, take Vilma out for an entire year, is obviously Goodell is trying to make an example, whatever he's doing. These are extreme punishments. But Goodell is kind of known, a lot of punishments that, you know, he gives out are extreme. And I think it's difficult from an outsider's perspective because it's a he said, she said situation. They have proof of what happened, you know, again, but every piece of information can be twisted or turned or whatnot. So, again, I think it's difficult because especially with a situation like this, everyone's going to have a different opinion on what's right, what's wrong. Are other teams doing this? If another team were to be caught, would he give the same punishment for that team, depending on what it is? So there's so many different perspectives. There's so many different ways you can approach the situation. I think at the end of the day, unless we had all of the exact same evidence in front of us that Goodell was exposed to and that led him to make his decision, I think it's difficult to make an opinion on this because we don't know exactly what he's seen. The only thing we know is what the media shows us. So
exactly.
I think it's harsh, but you know, I can't say much because I don't know of the details. I was not there.
Right, exactly, which was totally understandable, but you know, you look at the situation of commissioner is making an example, and it's sad that he chose this point in time to make an example with these players. But And at the end of the day, we definitely have to be held accountable as athletes for the things that we do, because we never want to injure someone. We never want to create an aspect of life that's not welcomed by our peers or welcomed by the fans. But at the end of the day, we, like you said, you nor I were there. We can't really control that, but it's something that we have to deal with. But, you know, with that being said, and looking into the sports world, and, you know, you look into, I looked at the player roster that you had, like this, this guy, Garrett Hartley from the Saints, and you had some dealings with Ocho Cinco and things like that. Do you find that, you handle some athletes different because of personalities, or all of them handle exactly the same? No, to me, no one athlete can be handled exactly the same, because you have different egos, different family backgrounds they come from. So when you look at that, you look at the situations, no athlete is the same. Do you find that sometimes it's more challenging than others dealing with certain personalities?
Well, yeah, I mean, that's just life in general. You know, people, like you say, they come from different backgrounds. They're raised differently. So everyone that you deal with, even if it's an athlete, if it's a CEO, if it's an assistant, everyone's going to be different. So that's just the ability to work with people and to be able to put yourself in their shoes and understand where they're coming from, which will enable you to understand better and work with them better, relate to them more. So every single person I work with is completely different, of course. And they have different interests. They have different goals. So, again, my goal with every single person I work with is to create a unique program with them that benefits them on every level that we possibly can help benefit them. And it's different for each guy that we work with.
Right. So, that's great. Yeah. Now, one thing I'm curious to know, and I'm sure our listeners are curious to know of some of those that listen weekly, how do you go about deciding if a player is a candidate for a client that you choose to represent or you choose to turn away? How do you know that you're able to help them and from the recruitment process that you decide if that client's able to work with you and your group?
Well, at the end of the day, it's a matter of, are two people capable of doing business together? And
right.
It's an understanding where I guarantee that I'm going to go out, and everyone that works with my company, we're going to go out and give 100% of our efforts for whoever it is. We're going to do everything we possibly can to create opportunities, to do a job day in and day out, business-wise, to make them as successful as possible. But yet we need to have a commitment from the athlete as well, so that if we're going out there, and we're getting you a unique opportunity, we're getting you an interview, we're getting you an appearance, we need the athlete to realize that that is a unique opportunity and the work that was put in to get that opportunity, and for them to respect that time and energy that we put in for the athlete. And sometimes you deal with guys who may not necessarily realize that. And I've been in situations where we've set up appearances for the clients. I've actually set up meetings and flown to cities, and the athlete flaked. And, you know, then it leaves me in a very, very bad position, because I have to, number one, try and create an excuse for the athlete so that the athlete still looks good to the company, and I have to try and salvage my relationship with the company. So,
right.
Interviews get missed. Sometimes guys fall asleep or something happens. And I completely understand that. That's life. Things happen. So it's a matter of, are they able to communicate that? How do they communicate? Are they respectful of our time as much as we respect their time? And initially, when we first talk to someone and they kind of tell us our goals, you kind of just, it's an interview for both sides. They're interviewing us to see if we're a good fit for them, and we're interviewing them to see if they're a good fit for us.
That's great. Now, shifting gears here, I mean, like I said, you've done a lot. You also have a company, Brittany, called BG Bodies, where you've been a fitness model, you do nutrition, you do training. Tell me a little bit more about that company, especially for a lot of our female listeners. That I know my mom is a faithful listener to our show every week, and I love my mom to death, and also want to give a shout-out to Rona Gonzalez. I had her on a couple weeks ago, and she's listening
yes.
to our show as well. And so as far as, like, your company with BG Bodies, what do you do with that company? As far as, are you helping people transform their mind, body, and soul, just getting in shape? What do you do with that?
Basically, the main goal behind BG Bodies is to educate people on how to take care of their bodies. And like you say, mind, body, soul, everything. Your body is probably one of the greatest gifts you'll ever receive. And you only get one. You only get one body. So you have to take care of yourself. And there's so many different levels of taking care of yourself. And again, like you said, it's mind, it's body, it's soul. And it's just learning, because a lot of people have never been exposed to information such as, how do you eat healthy? What is a good meal? What am I supposed to eat day in and day out? How do I stay in shape? Do I have to work out every day? Do I have to kill myself through every workout? Do I, you know, have to lift weights? Or so there's so many different questions, and it's just about educating people. Like anything in life, education is so valuable. Knowledge is power. So it's teaching people how to use their bodies, how to take care of their bodies, regardless if it's an athlete, which that's where I started training, or someone, you know, in their 80s even. It's okay, where are you in your life, and how can we make your life better through fitness, through health, through sleeping? And a lot of the times too, as a trainer, you are somewhat of, you know, they confide in you and you give them advice and you are kind of giving them therapy on different levels. So that's the main goal, to just help teach people how to take care of themselves.
Right. Now, one of the things I always get asked myself is the diet of an athlete. And since you have a daily interaction with these guys, I know it's amazing with guys I played with, guys I played against. A lot of these athletes, believe it or not, don't have very good diets and workout regimens.
Yeah, that's very true. They don't. I think more and more that the diet is, and in the past 10 years or so, you know, you've seen an improvement in the food that they offer at facilities. Doesn't necessarily mean that the guys choose to eat it, but most of the time, depending on the team, the facility, they'll offer healthy options, which is very, very important. And the thing is, every single human body is different. They function differently. They deal with food. Your body digests food differently than someone else's body. So, again, it's learning about how do you function at your optimal level. What foods make you feel good? Are you lactose intolerant? Are you allergic to anything? Which a lot of people are allergic to foods and they don't even know. And the only way to really find out is to go get a blood test or go get an allergy test or something along those lines. And a lot of people, they'll eat foods their entire lives and may not know. Your body may hate gluten. And the minute you do gluten-free, you're like, oh my gosh, it's completely changed. And what's scary is that if you eat certain foods your entire life, when you get older, that can actually have a negative influence on you. They can lead to different types of diseases depending on what you eat. So, you know, a lot of athletes, but the thing is, athletes are so active, so the bodies just burn so quickly. And, you know, they function off whatever foods they want to eat, which is completely fine. And, you know, what happens, though, is when they're done being an athlete, when they're retired, that's when you have to be very careful, because some guys maintain the same diet and intake that they had while they were an athlete, and now you're not burning the 3,000 calories in practice, and you're still intaking 5,000 calories. So that's not a good combination. So you have to learn how to adapt and adjust your diet at that time, again, depending on your level of activity.
Got you. I mean, and the thing that I always look at is, you know, diet is really important. I know I recently, you know, months back, have cut out, you know, the red meat and a lot of fried foods out of my diet, just based on the fact that I wanted always to look at myself to maintain my health and things like that. I mean, I don't drink, I don't smoke, but like you hear a lot of times too, Brittany, that you hear these models and these other women that really want to look good because they walk the runway or they're in print. And I hear a lot of these stories like, okay, well, I'm not going to eat, I'm going to starve because I have a photo shoot. But I look at that as almost like working against what's healthy, just based on the fact that it's a matter of watching what you eat, not eating at all. And especially from a female standpoint, you get to see the fact that these women don't really understand sometimes, and even men for that matter, of what it really takes to eat well. So we're going to take a quick commercial break. We're going to come back and elaborate collaborate more on the fitness aspect, the nutrition aspect, with Brittany Gilman and Tony Farmer this week on the Comeback Show. We're going to take this quick commercial break, everyone, and we're going to come back and finish up the last segment of the Comeback Show.
your internet flagship station for sports, Voice America Sports.
If you're looking for a radio show about boxing, you usually can't find one until you stop by the Voice America Sports Channel. Tune in to Outside the Ring with former world lightweight champion and U.S. Olympian David Diaz. We'll deliver the knockout punches with our guests as we go inside the minds of today's top fighters. We'll throw in discussion of other sports as well from time to time. Outside the Ring with David Diaz airs every Thursday at 3 p.m. Eastern Time, noon Pacific, on the Voice America Sports Channel. Fantasy sports is where the action really is. Over 40 million people play fantasy sports, but rarely do they get to quiz the experts. Fantasy Insights is the name and the game. Tune in every week as Dish Adams and his guests clue you in on the fantasy football game, what's happening on and off the field, and how it will affect your fantasy team. These experts aren't just beat writers assigned to fantasy football. They live and breathe the game. Tune in to Fantasy Insights with Dish Adams every Thursday afternoon at 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern on Voice America Sports.
Your internet flagship station for sports, Voice America Sports.
You're listening to the Comeback Radio Show with Tony Farmer. Got a question or comment for Tony and his guest? Call in to 1-888-346-9144. That's 1-888-346-9144. You could also send an email to tony.farmer@gmail.com. Now, back to the show.
Welcome back, everyone. This is Tony Farmer, your host of the Comeback Show with Brittany Gilman as a co-host with me this week. Been so excited to actually have this episode because Brittany brings a different kind of aspect to the show and talking about a woman being successful in sports. We've just been talking about fitness and nutrition and things like that that are really important just on a daily person's life. And Brittany, with, you know, just from the fitness aspect, as far as like the clients that you bring or you look to bring, and I'm sure a lot of women have contacted you about saying, hey, I want to lose this baby fat, I want to do this. What advice would you give to our listeners that are out there that are female, that are looking to lose weight, looking to get that summer bikini body? Because a lot of times they get discouraged when they don't drop the weight that they want to drop. So what advice would you give them, or how can they be helped and things like that?
Well, in any fitness routine and program that you have, you have to be sure to have a lot of variety because the body has an incredible ability to adapt. So if you have a certain workout program and diet that you're on, if you don't mix up your workout program and constantly challenge your body and throw in new exercises, throw in new types of movements and resistance and different types of cardiovascular exercises, then you're not going to get the same results consistently. So it's very important to, if you're going to a gym, okay, I'm going to do this step class, but then also I'm going to do the kickboxing class, and then I'm going to go out for a hike, and then I'm going to do a resistance weightlifting class. So variety is key. You also, the diet is so important, and a lot of people think, okay, if I go to the gym, I can eat whatever I want, which is not the case at all. The diet is probably one of the most important things complementing any fitness routine. So your diet, and a lot of people, they don't understand, but it's very simple. Eating healthy is not that hard. It's basically what foods were put on this earth for us to eat, and you don't really have to prepare. That's kind of good foods. So that's whole grains, oats. That's, carbohydrates are huge, too, which a lot of people don't understand. There was the whole Atkins craze. Atkins is not healthy for you by any means. If you just eat protein and eat very high-fattening foods, such as what the Atkins does, Atkins forces your body to make energy through ketosis, which is not the way that your body was originally intended to create energy. Carbohydrates are your number one source of energy. So by any means, cutting carbohydrates is not necessarily a good thing. People do it a lot of times if they have a photo shoot or a show or something like that, and I understand, I get it. I've done it. I'm not going to lie. I've completely done it. But it's a matter of finding, number one, proportions, types of foods that you're eating, small proportions. You don't ever want to overeat, and you have to eat multiple times a day. So depending on who you are, depending on how active you are, you don't want to just eat one big meal in the morning and a huge one late at night. I eat small meals throughout the day, proportionate. You always want to have a carbohydrate, a good carbohydrate. Avoid white food such as breads and, rolls and all the types of starchy foods. Yeah, you want to try and avoid that and get more whole grains in there. You want to have your carbohydrate. Vegetables are also a type of carbohydrate, but you want to have your carbohydrate, your vegetable, and your protein. You also want to have fruit.
Right.
You also want to drink a lot of water. So every meal you have, you try and get each one of those categories filled. And then, again, throughout the day, every 2 to 3 hours, you want to be eating something.
Well, that's good. Now, my question, Brittany, is with your company, BG Sports Marketing. What are the goals of your company? Like, what are you looking at? I mean, I know you guys have athletes. I know you have an IndyCar drive. You work with track and field. Where is the direction that you're trying to take your company? Are you adding models? I know you're adding more clients. Where is the future of your company, BG Sports Marketing?
Well, we definitely want to expand more into different types of sports. So I want to have an NBA division, a baseball division. We're also establishing the extreme sports division. So that's fun because that's kind of where I came from. So we're going to be representing a couple pretty big name snowboarders very soon here. In addition, some models, any type of entertainers, and I'm also starting to work with musicians. I have an amazing singer, Stephanie Kay, who I'm going to be starting to work with. I can't wait for that. And then also business. So basically, we want to work with small businesses, again, helping them with their digital branding and, you know, everything kind of goes together. We're all just trying to be successful. So we want to be able to match athletes with businesses and businesses with athletes and everyone just pushing them higher and more successful.
Well, that's great. I mean, we definitely look for your company to do big things. I know I have a lot of listeners that are listening excited about this show. As I told you before, I'm pretty sure that you'll have a chance to increase your following with your company and your clients as well. So with that being said, I'm going to give you your time right now to have your shout-outs and let our listeners know how they can find you, how they can find your company, how they can follow you, your hellos, goodbyes, all that kind of stuff. So the floor is right now yours.
Well, first and foremost, shout-out to Rona Gonzalez. I hope you feel better. Amazing. Thank you for putting me in contact with Tony. He's amazing. Our company website is bgsportspr.com or bgsportsmarketing.com. The training site is bgbodies.com. My Twitter is @bgsport. And just shout out to everyone listening, to all of my clients who believed in me and given me the opportunity to work for them and with them, all of my family and friends, and that's pretty much it. Thank you to you for having me on the show. It's been a lot of fun. I really appreciate it.
You're welcome. So with that being said, everyone, I'm gonna give you my thought for the week. As you know, I always end the show with my thought for the week. So my thought for the week is this. If you don't design your own life plan, chances you'll fall into someone else's plan. And guess what they have planned for you? Not much. So live your life and follow God's plan. And the thing is, as you guys heard Brittany's story of how she built her company from the ground up, how she's had her own challenges of her trials and tribulations, God has continued to bless her. He's guided his hand over her clients, over her show, over her BG Bodies. And I want to end with this is, you know, life is going to always present challenges of adversity, of ups and downs. It's how you handle them that really determines of your perseverance what's going to make you as a person. So I like to give a shout out to my mom and dad. They just got back from Alabama at their second home. My mom is such a faithful listener. She's an amazing woman. She always gives me advice. I'm proud of her that she's officially texting with that iPhone that we went to give a shout out to Rona Gonzalez. I want you to feel better. Thank you for the connection with Brittany. Glad we had her on the show. So good luck to you as well and the things that you're doing. Also, give a shout-out to my friends, my families, my healthy listeners, and my consistent following. So with that being said, everyone, I want to wish you love, peace, happiness. Have a great Thursday. Have a great weekend. We have Memorial Day this month as well in May. So rest in peace to my father and to my sister and my family members.
And we will see all of you next week, same time, same station, on the Comeback Show with Tony Farmer. Thank you again, Brittany. All the best to you. We love you, everyone, and we'll see you next week. So long.
Thanks for tuning in to the Comeback Radio Show. Please join Tony Farmer again next Thursday at 1 p.m. Eastern, 10 a.m. Pacific Time on the Voice America Sports Channel. See you then.
Thanks again for listening to the preceding program brought to you on the Voice America Sports Channel. For more information about our network and to check out additional show hosts and topics of interest, please visit voiceamericasports.com.